Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. We've spent time looking at the major categories of emotional intelligence and how each of those categories can really help us both in our personal and in our professional life. The next step on our journey is to explore emotional intelligence competencies. So I want to break down those major categories into individual competencies that can be measured, they can be developed, and they can be practiced. First, though, I want to start with a story. I always like to bring real life stories into what I share with you because it's where it happens. It's where real life and all of this stuff I'm talking about come together. So several years ago, as I was working on a pretty big culture change project for an organization, it became clear that there were pockets of toxicity throughout the organization. This was evident in negative practices like favoritism, silos, kind of an us versus them approach to things, a lack of psychological safety, a lack of constructive feedback, and consistent delays, a consistent practice of procrastination. These elements stood in the way of getting a better culture and getting better outcomes. And those include things like higher engagement levels for employees, greater productivity, and increased margins and profits. There is a real bottom line impact to negative behavior, negative habits, negative practices. Well, even though I had access to dozens of different psychometric assessments, there was still something missing for me. I carefully thought through everything that I could measure and that I could observe. And this revealed the missing element. The emotional environment in that organization was the root cause of most of the toxicity and the resistance to change. That began my research, my application, my practice of neuroscience and emotional intelligence in the workplace and in individuals as well. So personally, I chose the tools and assessments of 6 seconds, SIX, SECONDS, 6 seconds, which is the largest emotional intelligence organization in the world. It's a decision that I will always be thankful for. It connected the dots for me between people and performance. And this is a phrase that 6 seconds uses in a lot of their materials, and I think it's just a very good understanding of how emotional intelligence applies. Emotions drive people. People drive performance. Today, that organization that I told you about has a culture that is so much better than it was. Is it perfect? No. But it is definitely headed in the right direction. Now I'm going to share a little bit more about the 6 seconds model of emotional intelligence. There's a lot of different models out there, but they really do correlate and they're very close to each other. And just to avoid confusion, when there comes some kind of potential confusion point, I will do everything I can to make that clear so there is no confusion. So the 6 seconds model is a holistic approach to personal and professional development. It encompasses a set of competencies divided into three main categories: self-awareness, self-management, and self-direction. Each competency contributes to the overall emotional intelligence, which enhances somebody's ability to succeed and find satisfaction both in life and in the workplace. Now, as I said, there's a few different models of emotional intelligence. To avoid confusion here, here is how the 6 seconds model that has three main categories aligns with other models that have five main categories. So for 6 seconds, self-awareness, in the five-category model, that's self-awareness as well. So it's a one-to-one comparison. Self-management is the second main category in the 6 seconds model. In the five-element model or five-category model, that is self-regulation and motivation. Those are the two that are combined to equal self-management in the 6 seconds model. And then the third main category for 6 seconds is self-direction, or what some people have called self-leadership, but it's primarily called self-direction. In the five-category model, that's empathy and social skills. And yes, there can be some overlap with social skills, maybe in self-management in the 6 seconds model. But bottom line, just to get everything aligned so we understand it, today I'm going to use the 6 seconds model, which correlates directly with the five category model that many other people use. Okay, this is where it starts to get fun. We start to break these main categories down into the individual competencies. And I'm going to follow a pattern of defining what the competency is, and then how can we grow that competency? And every one of those competencies, it's going to help us. It's going to help us better navigate our emotional environment, to better react in different ways. I mean, react probably isn't even the right word. React is kind of a knee-jerk thing, where respond is a far better word. So it's going to help us respond better. So let's start with the first primary category, which is self-awareness. The two competencies in the 6 seconds model are enhance emotional literacy. That means understanding and expressing your own emotions effectively. This competency allows people to accurately identify and express their feelings and understand the impact of their feelings on themselves and potentially on other people. And all of that leads to improved communication and improved relationships. That's one competency. The second competency under self-awareness in the 6 seconds model is recognize patterns. And this is a very important competency. Acknowledging recurring tendencies in thoughts and behaviors. Developing this skill helps in self-reflection and learning from past experiences, enabling people to grow and make better decisions. Patterns are also habits. I've got some episodes that talk about habits and habit story assessment, and I'll be doing more of those in the future. Our YouTube channel also has a variety of videos talking about habits, and I point you in that direction, just YouTube at EQFit to check that out. So recognizing patterns and enhancing emotional literacy are the two competencies for self-awareness. The next major category in the 6 seconds model is self-management. It kind of makes sense, right? If we understand things well under self-awareness, how we're showing up for ourselves and others, understand emotions, recognize our patterns and all of that, recognize patterns in others as well. Now we have to figure out how to manage all of that. Here are the competencies. Apply consequential thinking. That's evaluating the consequences of actions before you decide on a course of action. So this is not ready, shoot, aim. This is ready, aim, shoot. So it's a very clear pathway of coming up with options, identifying what the potential consequences might be if you go different directions, and then trying to choose the best one. Other people may call that running what-if scenarios in your head. This involves thoughtful consideration of potential outcomes, leading to more responsible and effective decisions. The second competency under self-management is navigate emotions. That one almost explains itself. Managing emotions effectively. Emotions basically give you two things. They give you information, and they give you some level of energy. And how you use those two things is really important. Do we simply react, knee-jerk reaction, or do we turn those into a more strategic resource for us by navigating emotions more effectively? So, navigating emotions is about understanding and guiding your emotional responses, promoting emotional stability and resilience. And that's a big one. The better we can navigate our emotions, the more effective we're going to be. And frankly, the more intentional we're going to be, which is very important. How many times have we said or done something and then later thought, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, or I really regret saying that to that person? Well, that was us not navigating our emotions. We reacted instead of responding. The third competency under self-management in the Six Seconds model is intrinsic motivation, being driven by internal values and purposes. This skill is a genuine engagement in activities, leading to greater satisfaction and achievement by utilizing our internal motivation, our internal energy source. And there's a difference. If you've noticed in life, external motivators or extrinsic motivators, money, promotions, appreciation, likes, shares on Facebook, and all of that, those are highly unreliable. And frankly, the last time you got a raise, and we're all excited about raises and bonuses, but how long does that external motivator really give you additional motivation? Probably not very long. Most of the studies, I say it's 7 days or less. And if raises only come around once a year, that's not a great motivator, is it? That's why intrinsic motivation is so important, because we need to be pulling from our beliefs and our values and our purpose in life to be helping us have the levels of energy that we want and need to accomplish the things we want to accomplish. Now, the last competency in self-management is exercise optimism. Maintaining a positive outlook, this skill aids in overcoming challenges and seeing opportunities, fostering a mindset conducive to success and well-being. It literally is looking to the future with hope and possibility. Now, this is a true, genuine type of optimism. This is not fake it till you make it. This is not some disingenuous optimism that, well, if we just show that we're optimistic, things will all work out. No, this is a commitment to look to the future with hope and possibility. That isn't always easy, but it's important. So the last major category in the 6 seconds model is self-direction. And there are two competencies here. The first one is increase empathy. Understand and share the feelings of others. It's not sympathy, which is, oh, I'm so sorry you're going through that. Empathy is literally getting involved, engaging, listening. Empathy builds stronger, more compassionate relationships, which is crucial in personal and in professional settings. It also helps a lot with building trust. So if building trust and having stronger relationships is important, then increasing empathy, understanding the feelings and perspectives of others, that's a critical skill. And then the last of the competencies, but definitely not the least, is what 6 seconds calls noble goals. Well, what are noble goals? It's meaningful long-term objectives that are aligned with personal values and beliefs. Think of it as, what is my standard that I hold my decisions up to every day? That'll give you a pretty good idea of what a noble goal is. It is something that you hold yourself accountable to, and it comes out of your beliefs and your values, things that are really important to you. So it's important to know, when we put all of these together, and I love the 6 seconds model because there's only 8 competencies, and I've seen others where there are literally dozens of competencies, and it's hard to put your mind around so many different things at once and really understand them and how they work together. That's why I love the 6 seconds model. It's simple. It's easy to understand. It works. It's proven over 30 years of being very, very successful for people. But here's a key thing to remember. Emotional intelligence competencies are among the easiest to learn and to develop. And studies show there is a direct correlation between EQ scores, so the scores on those competencies, there's a direct correlation between high EQ and high success levels. Now we turn to growing those competencies and how important those are in achieving greater success and satisfaction. So first we have to understand what they are. Then we turn to growing them. How do we do that? Here's some ideas on how to do that. Things that I know work and practices that I know will enhance those competencies. So let's start with emotional literacy. How do we enhance our emotional literacy? Well, practice recognizing and naming emotions in yourself and in other people. There's a saying I've heard a lot, name it to tame it. So if you're having an emotion, especially a strong emotion, one of the first things you should do is step back and just name what the emotion is or the set of emotions you're having is, so that you can then do something about it. Because if you don't intentionally take charge of that, they will take charge of you. So practice recognizing them in yourself and others and identifying and naming them. And then there are things like journaling you can do. You can reflectively discuss that with other people. You can do role playing that helps understand and articulate the emotions more effectively. You're literally building a library where every book in that library is a single emotion. And some people have a very, very, very small library, and some people have a very large library. But if you think about it that way, we want to have a growing library. the more we understand different emotions and how they impact us and others, we can name them, identify them, define them, understand the impact of them, the more emotionally literate we will be. And that is the start of self-awareness, which is so important. So the next one is recognize patterns. That's, again, in that self-awareness category. Here's some ways to do that as far as enhancing recognizing patterns. And remember, patterns are habits. They're neural pathways we've created and reinforced over time. So first, observe. Just observe what those patterns are in yourself and in others. Here's a way I like to say it to somebody. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and all of a sudden you just stop in your mind and say, this is the same exact conversation we have every single time? That is a pattern. The sooner you can recognize a pattern, the sooner you create a choice point. What does that mean? Do I stay in the pattern or do I exit this pattern? And that makes us more intentional, and we can get better outcomes that way. It also may be leveraging something like navigate emotions to help us exit that pattern. So observe patterns in yourself and others, write down or journal things about them, reflect on your normal patterns, the responses you have to different situations, look for common patterns of behavior and responses when you do that. Maybe even try puzzles, different types, like word puzzles or just regular puzzles. That can sharpen your ability to recognize patterns. So now let's move to the self-management competencies. The first one is apply consequential thinking. How can we grow that? Encourage thinking about the outcomes of actions before you take them. Here's an exercise that I give to a lot of people that I coach when we're trying to develop that apply consequential thinking. And by the way, on this one, and I'm going to do a breakdown of each of these. I'm going to do an episode on every single one of these to really get much deeper into them. But people who are in highly technical areas of expertise, engineers, IT, anybody who's in a highly technical area, a lot of times I will see a very, very low score on apply consequential thinking. They have a way of doing things. They have a primary way. It is convergent thinking versus divergent thinking, where divergent thinking is coming up with options. So one way to grow apply consequential thinking is to come up with at least three options. And maybe your first thing you thought about is probably going to be the best anyway, but just practicing coming up with at least two more options helps you to grow that apply consequential thinking competency. What's the next one? Navigate emotions. Develop the ability to manage and respond to emotions more intentionally and for better outcomes. So things like mindfulness. Somebody asked me the other day, does that mean like kind of new age meditation? I said, no, that's not what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is stopping thinking, being mindful about what's going on in you and around you so that you can identify those things. So many times, I mean, honestly, 43% of our daily actions are done habitually without even thinking about them. 43%. So there's a lot of no thinking going on in our daily activities. So mindfulness is stopping and thinking and being thoughtful and considerate about what's going on in you and around you. You can do stress management exercises. Emotional regulation strategies are also very useful in helping to navigate emotions. The next one is intrinsic motivation. foster intrinsic motivation by engaging in activities that are personally meaningful. And I'd like to add to that, touch base every day with the things that are important in your beliefs and your values and how you make your decisions and choices. If we would do that every day, just remind ourselves of those really important things in our lives, I think it would help us to really have more intrinsic or internal motivation. You know, activities like gratitude journaling, you know, when you're thankful, write it down. Recognizing personal achievements can support this. And I'm one of those people that I look for the big wins. I'm not celebrating until I get the big win. And that's a big mistake. I need to celebrate the little wins along the way so that my intrinsic motivation will continue to stay at a higher level. The last competency in the self-management category is exercise optimism. Develop empathy is the next one that we'll talk about after this, but these two are very important and they're tied very closely. That's why I mentioned empathy now, because optimism is looking to the future with hope and possibility, but it's also being able to be empathetic toward yourself. People don't understand that empathy is a two-way street. It isn't just about other people. It's also about you. And empathy feeds optimism, and optimism feeds empathy. So what can you do to build optimism? You can do that gratitude journaling we talked about, recognize personal achievements that also hit on the intrinsic motivation. But exercising optimism is a choice and it's a commitment. To do that well, we need to be committed to that. And we need to use other competencies to help us leverage greater optimism. So now we do move into self-direction, and we start with increasing empathy. Now, we've touched on empathy a minute ago, talking about optimism. Empathy is actively listening to others to understand their feelings and their perspectives. But it's just as important to do that for yourself. Your self-talk is a very important and powerful part of your life. And if that self-talk is really hard to listen to, if you're tough on yourself, and so many of us are our own worst critics, that self-talk can be modified in a much more positive direction by practicing empathy with yourself. Now, primarily we start with thinking, do I understand this person's feelings, their perspective, their situation? Doesn't mean that you have to give in or compromise by understanding it. You just have better information and better context. Therefore, you're going to make better decisions. You're going to have better relationships. You're going to build trust easier. Your connections will be deeper and more meaningful. Now, the last one under self-direction is noble goals. How do we grow that? First, clarify and pursue your noble goals by identifying the personal values and beliefs, and then align those to your long-term goals and objectives. Creating vision boards, setting SMART goals, reflecting on how daily actions align with these goals can be very beneficial in growing that competency. So practicing these competencies involves creating learning environments that support self-reflection, critical thinking, and social interaction. Can't do this without other people. These environments can be fostered through collaborative projects, discussion-based learning, and experiential activities that encourage deeper understanding and application of these skills and competencies. Basically, a fancy way to say, put it into practice. integrating these competencies, when they work together, it leads to enhanced effectiveness, focus, energy, and greater satisfaction. Emotional literacy and pattern recognition lay at the foundation for self-awareness. Consequential thinking and navigating emotions enable effective self-regulation or self-management, while intrinsic motivation and optimism help to propel us forward, keep us moving forward. There's more agility in there. There's more resilience in there by growing those competencies. Empathy and noble goals ensure that actions are aligned with our personal values and contribute positively to others. So collectively, these competencies form a powerful framework for achieving success and fulfillment in every part of our lives. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at EQFit.